harvest goal of evangelizing together. But this, I'm going to shift to a different type, although the message is coming from Daniel chapter 3. We are grieved also for the death of Lynn, and that's what really led me to Daniel, because we've been studying Daniel with Pastor John, and so he taught about this particular scripture of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So with that said, let's all stand and make a proclamation. I'm wearing my cowboy boots to remind me that I'm a Filipino cowboy. And this is how we do it in Texas. We raise up our Bible. If you don't have a Bible, raise up your right hand. And if you don't want to sacrifice a tree, you raise up your cell phone. So say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Say never, never, never. Say never, never, never. And never be the same in Jesus' name. And before you sit down, what you gonna do? I look good, but you look better. Greet one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heat. Harvest Evangelism Activation Team. And we can read the scriptures in concert in Daniel chapter 3:16. Let's read it in concert. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able, say able, to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty, that he will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue that you have set up. Hallelujah. See, the backdrop of this familiar story to you and everybody probably watching by Facebook is the fact that there is a king, Nebuchadnezzar, who ruled during that time, powerful, and so he invaded Israel, and basically he has spotted choice men from Jerusalem, and those choice men were brought to Babylon. One is Daniel. Probably Daniel is not in the scene because he is part of the executive branch probably that went out and sent out to somewhere. And that's why there's only three here. And they were having favor with the king because of their wisdom, excellency in dealing with others. And just like our pastor, they are good looking too. So they were so good. And here, they were summoned by the king. And basically, the king has threefold plan for these people. The first one is to cancel their personality. See, they were the Jews, right? Raised up with the Ten Commandments, right? They know the law of Moses, and so they have the fear of this one Jehovah God. And they have faith in their spirit that there's only one God that they have to serve. Even though they are brought here, and yet here we see that the king wants to cancel their personality, their identity. As a matter of fact, their name were not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the first place. See, they changed their name to be identified to worship their false gods and idols. Basically, Hananiah is the name of one. God is gracious. So whenever they walk and speak, they saying that God, their God, is gracious. Mishael, there is no one like Jehovah. That's the name that was given to Shadrach. And Azariah to Abednego is the Lord has helped. So whenever they walk, they identify themselves with the God of Israel. And yet, this king changed their name and want them to have their personality stripped out and their faith and switch to their God. You see that? Then one is to change their posture. See, they were popular in Babylon because of their wisdom and carrying out the plan for the king. And so these governors and counselors were jealous of them. So they reported to the king and said, hey, how about we raise up a statue, a golden statue, on your behalf so that everyone will worship. And they know the character of these three persons. And if they don't worship, let them be burned in the fiery furnace. So that's what happened. They raise up this statue, and sure enough, boom. Everybody will bow once they hear the sound of music and the song and the trembles and the harp and every music, and they have to bow down to that statue. And so there it is. But you see the indictment for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not bow down. When they heard the sound, they're the only ones standing up. Everybody's bowing down. And see, that's the posture that this king wants to take away from them. That they are bowing down. They were not bowing down, they're standing up. And see, that's a question to all of us too. See, are we standing up when we are out there? Or we are the one bowing down to whatever agenda that they're placing in your places, wherever. See, is your posture reflect that you are standing up for the liberty and the faith that God has set you free? Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They stand up because everybody bowing down. They're out there. See, if they see you out there, do they see you as different than others? Or we're the same? And see, that's the problem with Christianity today. They don't know who is the real Christian, or we're just religious people. Not only this king wants to change their posture, he also to choke or hijack their purpose. And we just said about the purpose of harvest in our community, right? Together, that we will be evangelists together, we're going to pray together as a family. All this is the purpose that we have. And Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego knows their purpose because of the fact that they know Abraham, who is the father of many nations, and God will bring all the nations of the earth through Abraham and his seed, and they're part of that seed. And so they know that they have to proclaim Jehovah God in the nation, that there is only one true God. And so that's why King Nebuchadnezzar knows that and wants to take away the purpose that they have by changing the name and bowing down to him. And there's only one that you're going to serve, me and that statue and my gods and my false god. Make sense? The question is, are we going to bow? Of course, the penalty for not doing that is that immediately, in the same hour, if you don't bow, then you will be turned into the fiery furnace. Right? But see, they summoned them because they reported to the king, hey, king, those three Hebrew boys don't bow down to the statue. They have to be burned. And the king says, wait a minute, bring them to my chamber. So they did. And so the king says, is that true, Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you are not bowing when you hear the sound of music and the singing? You did not bow down to my statue? Are you defying me? Yes, sir, your majesty, because we only serve God. No matter what, see, they have their resolve in their spirit. And of course, the king says, see, out there, it's okay, but here you are now. Play the music. See, in private, are you the same when you are in public? Come on. You identify yourself. Some people are religious outside. But when you come to home or something like that, what are you? What are you watching? Huh? So listen. And you know the result. No matter what, King, your majesty, with respect, we will not bow down. Because we know who we are. We know our identity. And we will only serve God. And even if you throw us that, our God will deliver us from the fiery furnace. See, that's the tenacity and faith that they have. Sometimes they said the highest form of worship is prayer. But I said the highest form of worship is obedience. in the sense that, yeah, we can pray all night until, you know, the cow went home. Or we can fast until we lose 50 pounds. But here, they were going to the fiery furnace, and their resolve is, we are obedient to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. See? They have their faith, and they believe that who God is. So our world is now hyper-change mode. Everything is unpredictable and subject to change. Think of what has happened in the last 2 years. The pandemic, of course, jokingly I told that it really didn't come from China. It came from Pastor Brad, because he bring all the puns. Pandemic. Election politics, race wars, sexual transitions, major inflation, and now we have Russia and Ukraine. All this continue to change how we think and act. Even stock market, I'm dealing with stock market, they change a lot. It's scary. We don't know what China, North Korea, Iran, of course Russia, will do. They are hungry for domination, especially the Chinese. Amen. But then again, the question is, how do we live when the heat is turned up? When the heat is turned up, God's grace will be made available to all of us, just like Romans 5:20. But before I answer that, let me ask two people in the Bible how they face this heat, what they do when the heat is turned up, okay? In the eyes of two or three witnesses established. And I might ask the president of Ukraine how he deal with it too. So let me ask Job first. All right, Job. You know the story of Job? Job was the ancient wealthy man in Asia at that time, or in the East, I should say. And he has everything. He is a godly, fearful man to God. And yet, one day, all his cattle, all his livelihood was taken out. His children having a birthday party, and all of them were killed. Job, how, when you are faced with that and the heat is turned on, how do you respond to that? All your belongings, all your wealth gone, your children died. And then next thing you know, he was stricken by boils from top to the feet, from head to toe. And the only thing that eased him is to scratch it with something, you know, to take off the scales. That's even hotter, so to speak. How do you respond to that? And then, of course, we promote fellowship, discipleship together. And he has disciples. And they got his friends coming. And with the friends like that, they came. But 7 days, they don't even speak to him. But wow, they are silent. They could have prophesied to him or say something that will encourage him, but they don't. They could have said to Job, you shall not die as long as you live. Could have been good. But no, they were silent for 7 days. And then the first thing they do, they speak. And you know what they said to him? What have you done, Job? You mess up? That's why God is angry at you? Can you imagine that? How about that, friends? So fellowship, yeah, is good for us, but make sure that people add value to you, subtracting value to you, right? Because those are his friends. And then the wife came in and said, Job, forget about that integrity of yours. Curse God and die. Wow. All this, the heat is turning up for Job. What are you going to say, Job? I mean, you cannot blame Mrs. Job, right? I mean, she lost the same property, the same children. You cannot blame her. Of course, I mean, I lost $30,000 in 2007 because my wife is angry at me, you know. That's the heat that's turned on. But praise be to God, we recover all. But before I ask Mr. Job, what is his answer? So I turned to David, Mr. David, the psalmist, and says, how you face when the heat is turned on? And David was like patrolling the border of Israel. He's doing God's will with the army that he has. And sure enough, after patrolling the border of Israel, he came home hungry and wants to kiss his wife and children and all his armies, wants to go home excited. And next thing you know, the place was burned up. All his family is gone, and also their families are gone. Everything was destroyed by the Amalekites. How can you do it, David, when the heat is turned up? David, and even that, his army wants to stone him because that's your fault, David. And he's doing God's work. How do you do that, David? I believe David. He said, the Bible in 1 Samuel 30 says, he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. How do you encourage yourself in the Lord your God, David? I believe David says, let me see my notes here. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. So he probably sing all the psalms that he can sing of and giving glory to God in spite of the heat was turned on. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. How about you, Job, Mr. Job? You have dealt with this. Everything is gone. And your wife says, curse God and died. You know, Job says, wife, come here. You said, curse God and die. How about if we bless God and live? That's the better answer. See? God, everything comes to God and you can take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the response of Job in Job 42. And surely he recovered all. Just like David, he pursued the enemy after encouraging himself to the Lord. He recovered all. They recovered all. And Job recovered all and more so than before. That's amazing. Amen? Say amen. Are you here? You understand my text in action? All right. Yeah, I had a phone call one night, and this girl was crying, sobbing on the phone. She's calling from Denver. My mom is dying, my mom is dying. And I responded to that call and say, I'll be there, no problem, but give me two. Story short, I went there, and everybody's crying, the children, the grandchildren, everybody's crying in that room. In that house. And then the mom is laying down pale with the tongue sticking out in that bed. I mean, I'm cool because my ministry is I make people laugh, I wow them with my trick, and I share the gospel. I evangelize, mobilize, energize, charge, arise so that they can be kingdomized. With that mindset, I went with a smile in my face as if that don't face me. Okay, so I have my oil. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Can I anoint her with oil? Okay. Then I read the book of James. If anyone is sorrowful, let them pray. If anyone is happy, let them sing song. And if anyone is sick, call for the elders of the church, anoint with oil, and the prayer of faith will heal the sick. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm one of the elders of the church. I have an anointing oil, and I can pray the prayer of faith. I just did that. Boom. And then, after that, I said, Nanay, I'm Tom Cruise. And Nanay go, you open the eyes. You never see Tom Cruise before. And she start laughing after that. Well, I'm making her laugh. And I sing Tagalog songs, those old songs in Tagalog. See, I have a promising voice, but my wife says, promise me not to sing. You know that. But I sing song, and then all of a sudden, the whole atmosphere changes. And the sobbing went into laughter because I make more jokes and stuff like that. And then I do my tricks. And then I share the gospel and pray for them. I left. They give me $100 as an offering. Wow. Of course, I'm a conqueror. I give that $100 to my wife. She's more than conqueror. That's what I told you before, right? So, how about you, President? Who is that there? Guy of Ukraine. Zelensky. Life. What you done do when the heat is turned on? Ukraine has been fighting for its life. The war they face is brutal. President Biden and the team offered to evacuate Ukraine's president, said, and Ukraine president says, I don't need to leave my country. I need ammunition. I'm going to defend my country. I'm going to stand my ground and fight with my people. This is my country and I don't care. That's who he is. That's how he faced this heat that's coming. It takes boldness in the face of the battle to inspire the troops and the citizens to fight. And that's what exactly he did. He should have Nobel Prize for this, you know? This generation gives away too easily. Just like the Afghanistan president. After all this chaos in Afghanistan, he left his country right away. And as soon as the army troops heard that, they laid down their arms. And sure enough, Taliban got it. Unlike here, they're still fighting and we need to help them. Amen. Say amen. We too is in this brutal war. It's the war of sharing our faith. Sharing our love, kindness, and grace. We can lose this battle or own it. We are fighting for the eternal souls of our family, our friends, and our city and nation. God gave us what we need to win this battle. Right? It's his story. This is the season of Lent, reflection, and then celebrating the resurrection and the fresh filling of the Holy Ghost. This Lent, as we reflect, we must first win our battle between our flesh and spirit. Part of us wants to serve Christ selflessly. Many of you do that. And part wants to be comfortable, right? Like March Madness. We need to be marked in the Bible and be mad about it. Wants to comfort Christianity. Wants to. Part of us wants to be holy, bold warrior for the gospel. And part of us wants to stay home and be on social media all the time. We are going to be a warrior for Christ together or commentator. Which one? On how bad our economy and our world becoming? We will be a fruit-bearing disciple of Jesus Christ or couch potato. There's two choices. Choose life and death. It's always there. But by God's grace, we are looking for an ammunition of the Holy Spirit to fill us again with needed boldness to win this war by the grace of God, and we will. And this Sunday, come to awakening to be fresh, and the Holy Spirit really is here with all of us. And here we have leadership. We are not spending money to remodel this building just to make it look good. But we are rebuilding for a nursery of newborn believers filled with the Holy Spirit and not cowered down against the enemy who tries to shut us down. The spirit of Nebuchadnezzar is out there trying to shut down the churches. And many churches close and bow down. But Harvest is not. Amen? Say amen. The leadership of this church rises up to the occasion and will not bow down to the spirit of Nebuchadnezzar. During pandemic, we kept the church open, whether masked or no mask. And with that decision, half of the people is angry anyway when you don't have a mask. And when you wear a mask, half of the people are angry. You cannot win. See, you're supposed to be compromised. Compromise is good. And we got that conflict, right? Study on conflict is good with business. You know, you give and take so that you get business transaction just like we do in the building process. Also the husband and wife, right? I will not go there. But, yeah, compromise. But one thing we don't compromise is the word of God. Amen. Hell is hot. Heaven is real. Amen. So, we will preach the truth with this word of God, and we will have our personality, our posture, and our purpose. We stand on God's word. Marriage is between male and female, not Adam and Eve or Adam and Steve. Okay? Male and female. That's the foundation of marriage. People are God's treasure. He is coming soon for his bride, a bride without spot or wrinkle that he can present to the Father. And we will not bow down. Okay, lastly, can you show the picture here? As a story, Last time I shared about this heat, I told you about the word amuse, right? Amuse. Say amuse. A means not. And muse means what? To think. See? You remember. See? When you are amused, you are not thinking. A, not, muse, not thinking. So you go to a museum. So when you're not thinking, you go to the park or Busch Garden because they do the thinking for you. When you go to the museum, you do the thinking. That's why it's cheap to go to a museum and expensive to go to the amusement park. With that said, here are the two guys going to a museum. And as they walking, they saw this picture. And it says, checkmate. And it seems like the devil is winning and the guy lost. This is a game of chess when the king has no more move. So, here it is, checkmate. And see, as they walking and they notice, one of the guy noticed, checkmate. And he looked at it and looked. And he said, I'm an international chess champion. And I see there's something wrong with this picture. The name should be changed, or the art player needs to remove this picture. Because I'm a champion, chess champion player, and I see that there's something wrong with the picture. And he examined it, back and forth. I'm a chess champion. Either the name will be changed, or take the picture at all, right there. Remove that picture, or change the name, because there's something wrong. It says checkmate, but when I examine it, the king has one more move. And that's what it is. If you are struggling right now and the heat is turning up to you, remember that the king has one more move. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the heat is turning up 7 times. And yet they worship God. Although the worship is not there, they worship God in the midst of that chaos. Because in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. The presence of, when you lift up Jesus, if he be lifted up, just like your scripture, he will draw men unto you. And when you have Jesus in the presence, in the praise and worship, Jesus comes. And that's why the fourth man show up. When the heat is turned up, the king has one more move. Just like Paul and Silas, they were put in jail. And Paul and Silas was put in jail and said, Paul, your name starts with P and mine starts with S. You should do the praying and I do the singing. So they pray and sing, they pray and sing as the heat is turned up. And sure enough, the jail was broken up because the king has one more move. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what that the spirit of Nebuchadnezzar is trying to bend you or make you bow or your posture, remember that your king has one more move. Amen? Do you receive that? You receive that? Amen. Praise God. So Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that we are ushering to this prayer. And it's powerful because we are together in this. Lord, there's no compromise in your word, and we're standing tall in the liberty that you have set us free. This nation of ours, our part, belongs to the kingdom of our God and his Christ. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that we are part of this kingdom. We are part of this family. You are our Father, and you will never leave us nor forsake us. No matter what happened or what the devil throws us, we will stand strong because of the grace that you have. And we thank you for that president who stands firm in his position to fight against the enemy. And so give them the victory, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Say amen. Glory to God. Sir.